Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on board for an update. And I think we're on the verge of chaos. There's something going on behind the scenes we don't even know about. We got the North Korean situation that seems to be escalating all the time. And anyway, hi Larry. How you doing on your mountaintop tonight?
Oh, getting ready for some big winds. We got a bad cold front coming this way for the next couple of days, and the winds are going to blow almost hurricane scale.
Wow. Well, you already had damage to your roof, right?
Yeah, but anyway, winds all over the country. They're even claiming, Stuart, that they're expecting more winds and California wildfires to begin anew.
Just what California needs. But we have to look at this from another perspective, and that's the Lord's perspective, and how many times California has given the finger to the Lord. So, you know, you can only do that so many times. You can only mock the Lord so much. And then the heavy hand comes down, and I'm not saying the Lord did the wildfires. Obviously, the rich men of the earth, I think, did the wildfires for whatever reason they had. And they probably are going to start up again. I think the evidence is overwhelming that these were either particle beam, laser, or microwave storms that ignited. I mean, all you got to do is listen to the people who were nearby and what happened, and it has all the earmarks of that. What's going on in Washington, D.C.? What's the latest there that you have? It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it is becoming more dangerous, because, and it reminds me a lot of the Game of Thrones, and that's where you see a number of people being declared kings, and they all fight, and their armies fight, and a lot of people die. I mean, it gets pretty bad on that show, but Lou Dobbs interviewed President Donald Trump just a little earlier in Washington, D.C., and Trump actually came out and admitted he thought that he was really going to be in a big fight from day one when he entered his presidency. He said, but it was a lot worse than I thought. So I'll leave that comment with you. But they just had breaking news a while ago that you're aware of the informant that was involved with the Obama administration, the FBI, DOJ, Secretary Clinton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that had all the information that was involved directly in person with the uranium-1 or the Russian deal and all of that during Obama's term. And remember, under two different Holder, actually, and Lynch, he was covered with a do not divulge information or you go to jail concept. And the DOJ just lifted that tonight. It's just been lifted, and he has been informed to appear before the Congress committees immediately. And they say he's bringing paperwork. So this is a big one. This is really a big one. And which, in the, you know, as we said, it appears lately that the mainstream media and the Democrats and really Republicans too, a lot of them are in, you know, the coup is ratcheted up. And we can
so
understand why.
So Mueller would be compromised too, right? Excuse me. A lot of these people that are investigating Trump would have to be excused because of conflict of interest. Of course, the corruption is so great, and I still wonder if anything's going to be done at all. You know, they expose all this stuff, and what I'm wondering about, is it a smokescreen for something else? Possibly.
Well,
I mean, they wouldn't... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention that, you know, while this smoke is being generated in Washington, D.C., we are seeing incredible amounts of military movements all around the world. You know, whether it's North Korea or Iran and the Middle East, there is a lot of stuff happening that really is not making the news, because right now we're still Russia, 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 and I guess the pivot has been turned now. They're pivoting, apparently, finally, from Donald Trump in Russia to the Clinton Foundation in Russia. But, you know, that puts it on another dangerous level. They have got to stop this. They cannot afford, because of all the people involved in this total corruption of Washington, D.C., the deep state, to allow this all to come out.
Well, I'm wondering, does this guy that's going to testify have a lot of bodyguards? He's probably going to need them,
or
he'll end up dead before the testimony can be made. Wow.
I mean, the elite, they
don't care.
Yeah, I was just going to say, though, there is a very interesting post on Drudge Report today that was talking about all this information, and here's some of the headlines, and the fourth one is the most interesting. It says, Dirty Clinton paid for Kremlin dirt on Trump. Russia script flips. A top Hillary lawyer lied this year about dossier, and this one's an important one. Elites ready to turn, sacrifice the Clintons.
Okay, so if they're ready to throw the Clintons into the wolf pack, that would have to be because they're trying desperately not to have the pedophile rings that are in Washington, D.C., and a good share of our leaders, according to what I have found out, are probably involved in it. So if that blew wide open, and I'm not saying it won't, because the Lord said he was going to reveal all kinds of stuff. So either they're going to have to, and this is the dangerous part, do you suppose deep state would actually start a war to prevent the American people from finding out the depth of the abuse and murder and everything that goes on with the pedogate? Would they go that far?
It could either be a war, or it could be a civil war, basically. There are some rumors, and I'll repeat, rumors connected with this November the 4th so-called Antifa movement, which includes Black Lives Matters and all the protest movement groups and all that Soros has funded and watched over by Obama, going to the streets and really setting the streets on fire and bringing a revolution to bring Trump down across the nation. And what's interesting is the last day or two, I've been picking up a little leak here and a little leak there of information that I cannot verify, but they are claiming that there is possibly a plan in play for a false flag on November the 4th to bring down the U.S. power grid, possibly blame it on someone else, and create massive chaos and try to finish the coup.
Well, that was my concern, is that the CIA, we know who the intelligence agencies are, and Psalm 2 identifies all these people as being behind the coup to take down America. But what would happen if the CIA were to indulge, we'll say, into an EMP? And I think there's an exercise going on November 4th as well. If I'm remembering right, I read an article where they said that there was going to be a nationwide exercise for an EMP attack. So, I'll see if I can find it while we're talking about other things. But this is the dangerous part. If the state does not, or the deep state does not move and move fairly rapidly with some kind of a false flag, economic collapse, whatever you want to blame it on, maybe a major earthquake, whatever, because you remember Bill Cohen said they could do just about anything they want now with the technology they have. So it just sounds like we're in the most dangerous period of time, because if deep state doesn't move to stop all these things, which are going to, you know as well as I do, when you start these kind of investigations, they lead everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're going to have to pull something, put a stop to it, I would think, divert everybody's attention away from all of these new findings, these new revelations. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very interesting, Stuart, that, and I'd like your take on this. You know, you and I both, we look for clues. There's little clues.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find it rather interesting that Trump tomorrow, Thursday, is reportedly going to release all the JFK Kennedy assassination investigations to the public? Is that a clue of some kind?
Yeah. The only thing I'm wondering about is whether they will, excuse me, if they will just verify the lone gunman theory like they're trying to push on the Las Vegas shooting. You know, in spite of all the evidence, they're still insisting that this Paddock character was responsible for it. And we've got videotapes all over the place proving that's totally false. And yet, you know, even when the sheriff came out, he was slapped aside the face by the FBI when he said he thought there were more than, you know.
Yeah, not only that, Stuart, interesting, just like the Oklahoma City bombing, isn't it interesting, and even in Las Vegas, some of the witnesses are already dead now.
Yeah. There's quite a death trail behind Kennedy and the Clintons, so it doesn't surprise me that number of people that vanish or disappear will in fact be in trouble. They'll just keep vanishing. Excuse me. Anyway, we got this Corey Feldman too, that he's got a plan to expose Hollywood pedophile network. And he says he's afraid, living in fear now, and everybody's abandoned him. But I guess he's got evidence or something. So the pedophiles are in trouble unless they can come up with a big, big diversion. North Korea.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention what you just said. I was going to mention North Korea could certainly be a big diversion.
Yeah. Here's a headline. North Korea, take your hydrogen bomb threat literally. Senior North Korean official has issued a stern warning to the world that it should take literally the country's threat to test a nuclear weapon above ground. Have you heard any more about that kind of thing?
I've heard that, and this is different scattered reports, you know, throughout media. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, today it became knowledge that we've got three carrier groups off the Korean Peninsula operating. We're moving F-35 warplanes to Japan. Japan's operating some of its Navy off of a Russian port. South Korea apparently has THAADs ready to bring down anything he launches. So, you know, this is a hair-trigger deal. I mean, you know, unless it's a diversion of the most massive kind, we're right close to a war. All it takes is just one mess up.
Well, the activation of the B-52s loaded with nuclear weapons, crews sleeping inside, next to the runway. That's if there's not a better indication that we are headed into major war and very soon. I don't. That takes a lot of out of the crews. Well, you were in SAC, so you remember that. And it's very odd that they're going back to that now.
Yeah, that's. I think you know that's one of those things that that's a last ditch effort to take out your enemies. Basically, it's a slow pause movement. You know, in other words, the B-52s are not like missiles. You can fire a missile in a short time; it's already hit. B-52s are slower, but also you know they can do massive damage too, and they can be more than one missile. So. You know, I remember during the Cold War, you know, especially the Cuban Missile Crisis and later on in the Cold War, there was a lot of that went on. And it's not something you can maintain 24/7 forever. So if they're putting them on 24-hour alert, they're probably planning on them being necessary at one point or the other. But it is a big message.
Well, at the same time we got all this going on, there's something that's going on internally here, too, and it may have something to do with Antifa or what's coming. Exclusive. U.S. widens surveillance to include homegrown violent extremists. Washington Reuters. The U.S. government has broadened an interpretation of which citizens can be subject to physical or digital surveillance to include homegrown violent extremists, according to the official document seen by Reuters. The change last year to a Department of Defense manual on procedures governing in its intelligence activities was made possible by a decades-old presidential executive order bypassing Congress and court review. So now they can surveil anybody they want. And this is the thing that's always bothered me about Trump. You don't see anybody arrested. You haven't heard any word about him meddling in the NDAA where they can round up anybody for any reason. Nothing about the FEMA camps being shut down. And on it goes. And now we are having tightening down of all kinds of surveillance. I don't see any let up in what we could all call the New World Order and total surveillance. It seems like it's getting worse all the time. And now they're broadening the definition so they can round up, I guess, anybody they want, kind of like a pre-crime situation. What do you think about that going on? I mean, obviously, with a communist coup, and that's what we're involved in, they obviously want to know who's dangerous. But that kind of a list always seems to expand, like Hitler's list, like they did in China, like they did in Stalin's Russia. It starts out relatively small, but then it begins to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So what do you think about that? I'm a little bit concerned that it would be so easy to bring in martial law here in this country, which we've all thought was probably the ultimate goal anyway. Cause so much trouble that they can declare martial law and the American people probably welcome it. But you always have to have lists. You have to be able to identify who's a potential troublemaker. What do you think?
Well, you know, a lot of this came forward from the Obama administration. And, of course, if anybody didn't believe they was watching everybody, then wake up, you know, because that's what they were doing. And that hasn't been stopped, you know, and you don't really know for sure because of Trump being surrounded by deep state and really all the intel agencies and the people that do that kind of stuff, they're still all being operated by deep state Obama folks. And you know, it goes back to the Clintons and the Bushes. And, you know, so you don't know if that's the reason that Trump hadn't changed that and he's just maybe got it on automatic. I don't know. I think that we're at a point in time, though, Stuart, that, you know, we've got so many enemies. And as a matter of fact, I heard that Trump had raised the numbers of countries to slow down immigration or people coming into this country to 11 now. Now, I don't know all the names of them, but he's added to the list. So that list is bigger, even though Hawaii continues to try to stop it. It just makes me kind of, at this point in time, wish that, you know, Dan Gordon's book would be true and we really had a wall.
Well, with all the stuff that's going on and all the military moves, and it's really unprecedented to have three carrier groups by Korea-Japan area. I mean, that is something that is also a huge clue that war may be the thing they're going to use. And of course, as you have been reporting right along, it seems like the coup against Trump is going into high gear now. What's the latest on that, actually, you know, that they've been doing? I know they're screaming about him being incompetent, insane, et cetera, et cetera. And then there were a group of psychologists, I think, who all signed on and said that Trump was insane. Do you think this is going to be a coup of impeachment, or do you think they're going to resort to something even worse?
Well, it could go any number of ways. Matter of fact, just as soon as the information came out involving the Clintons and Russia and the uranium deal and the emails, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, mainstream media went berserk. I mean, they absolutely went berserk and began to, you know, we're watching like Fox News or One American News. It's really telling where this hunt for the truth seems to be pivoting to now. And mainstream, all they can talk about is they have to have impeachment now or the, there's an, what is it, 25th Amendment or whatever, where they take somebody out of office. And, or even they're claiming that he's unfit for service as president and should be removed immediately, and they don't care which one. They just want him out. So I think that that's a very dangerous precedent, though, when you've got so many wanting him out. And at the same time, Stuart, we're even seeing now individual senators that are Republicans of the party of Trump that are now turning on him like dogs. And it's a civil war. I mean, if you want to call it that. And this is the classic, Stuart. You and I, for a number of years, have talked about Jeremiah, ruler against ruler. It's absolutely in your face now.
Yeah, and I don't like what Jeremiah has to say after that. Ruler against ruler, violence in the land. And then the enemies of America see all that, and they say, well, I guess now is the time to take her out. So I don't think we're very far from being removed as a viable nation. And, of course, you know, the far left, the communists, the Fabian socialists, or however you want to call them, have longed for years to bring the United States down. I think they're in the final phase of it. And at the same time all this is going on, of course, we've got the new announcement from Russia about a new generation of intercontinental missiles that can beat all U.S. defense systems. So, you know, and it can travel 11,000 kilometers, and each missile has 15 nuclear bombs on it. They call it the Sarmat missile. And I guess this is bigger and better than the Satan 2? Is that what they called that other one?
Yeah, they had a Satan 1 and a Satan 2, but, you know, I had a thought as you was talking about that. Wouldn't it be ironic if all these new nuclear missiles that Russia has ready to fire were made out of uranium 1?
Yeah, or uranium that Hillary Clinton gave. I don't think she's ever going to see a prison cell. I have often wondered, when Trump took office, none of these guys were rounded up. You remember the New York's police chief of New York City said that they had all the evidence they needed and they were going to start rounding people up? And particularly,
oh, yeah.
I think it was orientated towards Hillary and Bill and Podesta and that group. Not one of them ever got rounded up, and I never heard another word from the police chief. So it's very, very hard to determine who's what, what's what, and when they're going to pull whatever it is they want to pull. Psalm 2 is very, very clear that it's all the kings of the earth, the rulers, that are behind all this. But all I can tell the American people right now that are listening, you better get prepared right now. This thing can break loose at any time. And if they've got a third carrier group over there, they've got our B-52 and B-1 bomber crews on board, ready to go. I don't know how many more clues do we need that we're that close to a nuclear confrontation. How close do you think we are? I'm curious. I don't know how to read this sometimes.
Well, it's very interesting that Trump is planning a trip to China to talk about North Korea, and he made a comment on the Lou Dobbs interview today. He commented that there's a lot of people that don't want him talking to anyone in Russia or China. So it appears that deep state don't want it fixed. They don't want a solution. So that could be some clues that point towards the deep state wants a war.
Well, yeah, the deep state or Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, they want World War III. They want it so bad they can taste it, because that's the only way they can really bring America down and out of the ashes of the United States and basically the world. They bring in their new world order with their little alien fallen angel friends. And it looks like we're very, very close to that. You had Stan on one of the Augusto shows. Did he mention anything about his take on the arrival at all?
We really didn't get into that much, but he again said that could begin any time. That could actually happen any time, that the takedown of America might take some of the individuals involved. If we're going to an iron and clay government, then both sides will be involved in that, not only the New World Order crowd, but also the ones that drop in and the ones that come up.
Mm-hmm. Any other news you want to give them before we leave? We've got about an hour and 20 minutes, or 20 seconds. A minute and 20 seconds, not an hour and 20 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I just want to tell people, keep your eyes on the Middle East, especially Israel and Iran and Hamas, Hezbollah. There's really a lot of reports about trouble in Syria. So people need to be prepared. We've warned.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think things are moving so fast, it's almost hard to keep track of it all. You know, you just, every day you wake up, there's a new headline. And it's getting serious. And for people who have not prepared anything, they're going to be in serious, serious trouble. Even if you're only prepared for a month, it's better than nothing. And I don't know, Larry, I got a feeling something is coming. We're coming up on 4/11 or 11/4, and we're also coming up on an 11/11. And those numbers are big in the occult forces. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Larry, and thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll set up something for Friday evening. Good night, everyone.